Our next guest is an expert, author, and keynote speaker on artificial intelligence and automation. He's been ranked as one of the top 10 global AI and automation experts, and his latest book is titled Irreplaceable: The Art of Standing Out in the Age of Artificial Intelligence. Pascal, you mentioned that AI challenges us to be more human. Can you elaborate on this? How can AI push us to develop more human-centric skills?
Yes, AI pushes us to be more human on two dimensions. The first one is it takes away from us those repetitive, mundane, robotic tasks that we don't like to do and that don't bring a lot of value. For example, those mundane emails, mundane data entry, all the stuff that we don't like to do on our computers and that takes us a lot of time and that don't bring the highest value. So it takes us those robotic type of tasks and makes them for us. On another dimension, AI pushes us to be more human because in order to create the maximum synergy with AI, we need to be as different as possible from it, to focus on those uniquely human skills: genuine creativity, social authenticity, and critical thinking. Those three uniquely human capabilities, those abilities that AI will never be able to achieve authentically as well as we do. AI pushes us to be more human because it takes away those non-human tasks that we used to do, that were logistic, that were mundane, repetitive. And secondly, it pushes us to be more human because we have to differentiate ourselves from all the capabilities that AI can do by being more human.
What is the AI obesity trap, and why is it something to be avoided?
What I call AI obesity is a reference to the fast food industry. Those juicy burgers, food that we love, that they deliver to us a lot of endorphins because it's sweet, it's good, and it's fast. AI provides us with the same things in the dimensions of creativity, in the dimensions of connectivity with others, in dimensions of writing and critical thinking, analysis, and so on. So basically, it gives us outcomes that are good enough, I would say, quick and fast delights, but that are not deep. If you compare fast food with fine dining, AI outcomes are fast to get. You can create articles, you can create poems quickly, but they won't have the same touch, the same depth as the ones that are created by humans. I'm not saying here that we shouldn't use AI. I'm just saying that we shouldn't satisfy ourselves with the outcome of AI that is usually quite shallow.
Our guest is Pascal Bornet, and he is the author of Irreplaceable: The Art of Standing Out in the Age of Artificial Intelligence. Your book emphasizes future-proofing children for an AI-driven world. What are some specific ways that parents can adapt their kids for AI?
I'm a parent as well. I have a 15-year-old and I have a 12-year-old. And like all other parents, we are all scared to see our kids stuck on their tablets and smartphones. And this is not surprising because all those tech companies that we think about, being Google or other ones, make 80% of their revenue from advertisements. That's why they want us humans, our kids as well, to stay as long as possible on their applications and to come back as soon as possible and as frequently as possible on those applications. So how can we deal with that? The strategy that I'm using with my kids is where you explain to them what are the pros and cons of using those applications, whether it's for social media, for gaming, that are AI boosted, and telling them also that it's good. I mean, what you're doing on your phone, on your tablet, is good because you're also learning those systems. So it's not about banning completely those technologies, but it's about giving them the whole picture of what is good for them and what are the limits and the dangers of those technologies. And also giving them the full picture of life, which is not only you have this digital life, which is very important and growingly important, but you have also the physical life, the time you can spend outside with your friends playing basketball and telling them, now that you know what's happening, take the ownership and commit on how long do you think you should spend every day on social media or gaming and the other application that you love. And I was very surprised to see that kids are very rational. And when you give them the full picture, they understand it. And my kids were very rational. They told me, okay, Dad, I mean, I'm going to spend 1 hour every day on those YouTube or Fortnite. It's about giving them the autonomy, the commitment, the competencies, giving them the knowledge of what are the good and bad about them. And finally, educating them. So I like also to spend time with them and connecting with them on those technologies so that they can see how we can use them best and avoid falling again into the AI obesity trap.
For those of us who are working in business, what are some key skills you would suggest developing to be successful in business, to be able to lead effectively?
The book is called Irreplaceable. To be irreplaceable, whether you're an individual or a company, the framework is the same. We need to implement three competencies. I call them the competencies of the future. The first one is being AI ready, to improve our efficiency, to be more productive, to have a better life balance because you have less time to work and more time to do whatever you want, whether it's education, whether it's spending time with your family. For an organization, being AI ready, meaning implementing AI at scale, building AI literacy in our teams, in organizations, meaning we don't want everyone to be programmers or developers, but we want everyone to be able to update their knowledge, understand what is new, what are the new opportunities, but also what are the new dangers and new risks coming from those new products that we see coming every day. And so that's AI ready. So for organizations, that's really about implementing AI to the highest extent while mitigating the risk and dangers, especially about building trust, trust that we build with our employees, with our partners, with our clients. How can companies differentiate themselves in a world where AI is the same for everyone, for all companies? Based on my experience, it is by combining as best as possible the human capabilities with the technological capabilities. We have three uniquely human abilities that technology will never be able to authentically master as we do as humans. And when we create, when we connect with others, when we think critically, we will leverage this story and our emotions to build that. And this is something that no technology will ever be able to do.
Pascal Bornet, author of Irreplaceable, The Art of Standing Out in the Age of Artificial Intelligence. Pascal, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
That wraps up this episode of InfoTrack. InfoTrack's executive producer is Randy Meyer, and I'm your host, Chris Whitting. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us next time for another InfoTrack broadcast.